Manufacturing Planning and Control Hierarchy Roadmap. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines Manufacturing Planning and Control System, MPC, in part as follows. A closed-loop information system that includes the planning functions of production planning, sales and operations planning, master production scheduling, material requirements, planning, MRP, and capacity requirements planning. Once the plan has been accepted as realistic, execution begins. The execution functions include input-output control, detailed scheduling, dispatching, anticipated delay reports, department and supplier, and supplier scheduling. Exhibit 1-2 shows how the components of MPC discussed in the definition interrelate. Exhibit 1-2, Manufacturing Planning and Control. Key points about this system are as follows. Planning occurs from the top down, meaning that every planning and control activity links back to the business plan. The exhibit includes this as part of strategic and business planning, and ultimately to strategic goals. It is a closed-loop system, meaning that capacity constraints are considered when planning and controlling manufacturing. Feedback in form of reports or action alerts enables plans to be adjusted in the long, medium, and short terms. Similarly, execution can be adjusted based on events before or during production. The supply side is concerned with capacity in terms of feasibility and availability, while the demand side is concerned with prioritizing the timing and order of work, especially to satisfy demand from the most important customers or those with the most acute needs. It is an iterative system, meaning that plans start out in a rough state and are refined by revisiting them multiple times as they become more and more detailed and shorter in time horizon. Strategic and business planning is long range and, of course, strategic. Sales and operations planning, S&OP, is medium range and tactical, while master scheduling is medium to short range in its planning horizon, but is still a form of tactical planning. It acts as a bridge to the operational level. Material requirements planning is short range and operational. Next, we will review some major subsets of this process. Strategic and business planning and supply/demand pressures. Strategic and business planning is shown at the top and should be viewed as a general category of planning that includes not only strategic planning and business planning, but also setting mission, vision, and values and internal and external information gathering. Strategic planning and business planning are usually considered to be inputs to manufacturing planning and control rather than a part of it. Their outputs, the strategic plan and the business plan, are the ultimate drivers of how supply will be synchronized with demand. The business plan forms a bridge between the strategic and tactical levels. It translates the strategic business objectives into specific business objectives for the next 2 to 3 years. The objectives that relate to the first 15 months or so of these plans are used to guide tactical decisions at the S and OP level. These drivers set the direction and goals that manufacturing must meet. The graphic conveys that the organization's plans face pressure from two directions, the demand-side activities and the supply-side activities. The demand-side pressure is to ensure that all demand is satisfied to maximize revenue. The supply-side pressure is a pushback based on capacity or what is feasible to do given available or planned resources. The center is priority planning where decisions are made on how to meet demand to the extent possible. Keep in mind that information from the higher levels of priority planning will continually feed up to the strategic and business plans, and this feedback on what is and is not working will be used to improve and refine such plans over time. Priority planning. Priority planning begins with sales and operations planning, then gets more specific with master scheduling, and concludes with material requirements planning. The respective outputs of these processes are the production plan, the master production schedule, and the material requirements plan. It is during S and OP that the overall supply levels are set. This is an executive-level decision-making process where the supply, demand, and financial sides of the organization agree on a consensus plan for satisfying demand in a feasible and profitable manner. The inventory level for make-to-stock and the projected backlog level for make-to-order are also planned at the product family level within defined supply constraints. Notice the following about S and OP in Exhibit 1-2. It is the highest level of priority planning. It proceeds directly from strategic planning, but is itself a form of tactical planning. A key input is aggregated, summed up, demand at the product family level. Capacity checks at this point involve resource planning. The key output of S&OP is a production plan, a consensus set of numbers that the supply side of the organization commits to produce and that the demand side, marketing and sales, agrees to set as their sales goals. The next level below S&OP is master scheduling. This is planning over a shorter time horizon, and the demand information provided is now at the detail level for individual units. These could be raw materials in a make-to-order environment, components in an assemble-to-order environment, or finished goods in a make-to-stock environment. The key-lined item output of master scheduling is the master production schedule, MPS, which indicates what units to build in each period. Material requirements planning, MRP, is the most detailed level of priority planning. While the earlier priority planning steps estimate or determine independent demand, for example, demand based on forecasts and/or actual demand data, MRP involves dependent demand calculations, demand that depends on those orders in the MPS. MRP uses the quantities on the bills of material and other data to calculate what raw materials and components to pull from inventory or order from suppliers. MRP also calculates when to purchase or release these items so they will arrive on time. Demand-side activities. The demand-side activities on the left of the exhibit provide key inputs to manufacturing planning and control in the form of quantities required. Quantities required come from forecasting, demand management, and distribution requirements planning, DRP. Consensus opinions of demand from the demand side of the organization are provided to multiple levels of planning. At the strategic planning level, this is in the form of totals such as total projected sales revenues. Using this and other information, the organization sets its strategic sales goals and forms a business plan. Distribution planning is also an input to inventory and logistics planning at both the sales and operations planning and master scheduling levels. The information is aggregated into product families at the S and OP level and at the unit level for master scheduling. Forecasts of demand can be made directly, or forecasts or actual orders can be provided from downstream customers. An example of this would be orders from distribution centers through DRP. Note that these orders are shown being provided at the master schedule level, but any orders already in the system at earlier planning phases will also be accounted for at the higher S&OP level. The graphic shows this as an arrow pointing up to demand management and an arrow from there to S&OP. Demand management is used to prioritize this demand when necessary. Demand management also estimates the impact of marketing activities on demand, supply-side activities, capacity planning. Exhibit 1-3 reviews the key information exchange between priority planning and capacity planning at each planning level. Exhibit 1-3, Priority and Capacity Planning Hierarchy. Resource planning is the first of several capacity management activities that grow more detailed and shorter in time horizon from this first long-term, big-picture capacity check. Resource planning can be conducted at several levels based on the time horizon required for the given decision. It can be done at the strategic level for the longest horizon decisions, at the business plan level for plans that are more specific to a business unit, but that still require a long planning horizon, and at the S&OP level for those plans that can be implemented at the S&OP level within the time horizon of the production plan. Resource planning can add value to the strategic plan, such as by validating the need and timing of capacity requirements, and by recommending whether to expand capacity in advance of need all at once, to expand capacity incrementally in steps, or to lag behind the need. Resource planning occurs at both the strategic and tactical levels. At the strategic level in the business planning stage, resource planning could include plans for capital expenditures on property, plant, and equipment and divestitures of the same, as well as other long-term things like software acquisition, workforce planning, and training. At the tactical level, resource planning serves as the capacity check for the production plan. By validating the production plan against existing capacity and can engage in any capacity adjustments that can be done within the production plan horizon. This can include staffing or contracting or equipment acquisition slash divestiture in line with the constraints set in the business plan. Top management approval is required for all forms of resource planning because implementing the plans involves capital expenses or changes in operating costs. The output of S&OP after resource planning validation is a production plan by product family. After resource planning, the second level of capacity planning is called rough cut capacity planning, RCCP, which takes place at the master scheduling level. RCCP is a check to see if bottleneck work centers and other key resources such as critical raw materials or staffing will have sufficient capacity. Once any adjustments are made, the output of master scheduling is a master production schedule for each product. The output of master scheduling after being validated by RCCP is the master production schedule, MPS. The MPS is a priority plan specifying due dates and quantities for end items. In other words, it specifies what will be made in each time period of the planning horizon. After RCCP, the next level of capacity planning is capacity requirements planning, CRP, at the material requirements planning, MRP level. The preliminary material requirements plan is sent to CRP in the form of planned and open orders. These are translated into load on specific work centers, which is compared to their available capacity. This highly detailed capacity check looks at all resource capacities, not just bottlenecks. Once capacity is validated by resolving any differences, the finalized material requirements plan is sent to the execution stage. Execution. Purchasing and Production Activity Control, PAC, are execution processes. This is where planning ends and execution takes over. The material requirements plan results in purchasing wherever resources are not sufficient. Purchasing includes sourcing, ordering, and scheduling deliveries. The parts of the material requirements plan that will be produced in-house become inputs to PAC. PAC is used to regulate the flow of work through the production processes, which starts with scheduling. Scheduling can be used to adjust when certain orders are released for production or final assembly. This allows shop floor management to fine-tune production efficiency, accommodate expedited orders, or compensate for delays, material shortages, or quality issues. As implementation of the schedule is proceeding, capacity control is used as the fourth level of capacity management. Feedback from execution is used to control work center capacity.